This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Swain Event, welcome back. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue, live here at Bay Chevrolet, Parkside Drive. Let's get to the B Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Once again, let's get Jason in here. What a phenomenal first name. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Swain. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Great.
Thank you for all you do as far as the show and all you did when you was Evolve, when you was playing. Greatly appreciated from Evolve fan. You're a top-notch guy in my book.
Appreciate that.
From what I've heard from people is that Butch Jones is like a bad used car salesman. He would tell players stuff to get them there, and then once they got them there, just not even really use them like he should have. And degrade them and put them down. I mean, you look at like Vic Wharton, for instance. He's out killing it at California right now. Daniel Hamm was doing good at Duke. I mean, have you heard any stories as far as like how he mistreated some of those players and that reason that they left? I know you talked about Ham earlier, but like Wharton and stuff like that.
Yeah. Vic. You know, Vic didn't have the best experience. I don't want to tell his story. You know, he's currently playing. I don't want him to be asked a question about my comments while he's at Cal. I don't want to be a distraction to him and his career. I know he needs to move away from Tennessee. He has a family, and he's focused on being the best football player he can be to put himself in a position to provide for his family. Vic has grown up a lot. Vic was the first commitment of the 14 class. I known Vic from the combine circuit, doing 7-on-7. Coached Vic a little bit, and just so happy for him. But he didn't have the best experience. And those are the guys I'm talking about, the former players that they leave. I still want them to speak highly of Tennessee. You may not get the playing time that you want. You may not. You may need a new home, but let's let that happen for the right reasons. Let's not have you leaving because you was mistreated by the coach. He's a Tennessee kid. He's a Tennessee kid. Not all good players from Tennessee are going to go to Tennessee. But at least I would want those players to have some respect about Tennessee. And that's what bothers me about the Vic Wharton situation. Yeah, I mean, there's stories, man. There's plenty of stories. You'll hear them. They'll be coming out the next couple of days. There's a lot of guys that have been waiting for a long time to share how they've been treated. But I'll let those people share their own stories. Let's get to Mike in Bama. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Swain. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Michael. Michael's my high school teammate. Huntsville, Alabama, man.
Well, you know, I hadn't called in a while because all I would do is just repeat what everybody else is saying. But today is a much better day, and today is a day that I actually feel more positive about football than I've had negative feelings in a while. So I figured I'd call in. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, man. It's good to hear from you.
You know, it finally has happened, and while I'm taking my boy to his doctor appointment, I figured I'd call him and let people know a few things. It's like, you know, I remember a top 10 historical program back in the day that wasn't doing too well. And then they hired a outside-the-wall coach by the name of Pete Carroll, and USC became USC again. So for those people that say John Gruden can't do anything in college, I would just give you that one simple example.
Yeah, he would tear it up. He would wreck it. He would have everyone on notice. I don't understand why why folks question what type of coach John Gruden would be at the college level when you have so many other examples of NFL coaches coming to the college game and dominating. You know, Nick Saban's style doesn't match the NFL player because these guys are millionaires. They're not going to take orders and be talked down to by Nick Saban. That's why it didn't work for Bobby Petrino. It didn't work for Nick Saban. It didn't work for Steve Spurrier. And they came back to college and they're having success. I think John Gruden would have the same success if he coached college.
Exactly, because John Gruden is an alpha, and that's exactly what Tennessee needs, is an alpha as a head coach, not a beta, but an alpha. Kirby Smart, he's a beta. He showed that this past week, and while he is a very good beta, but he is not exactly an alpha yet. So that's exactly what Tennessee needs.
I will say I was impressed with his postgame. I mean, he owned it, man. Yeah. He owned it. He was honest. Listen, my guys got whipped. It's going to challenge me. It's going to challenge our football team. This is what we did. This is what we didn't do to win this football game. I got a lot of respect for Kirby Smart, you know, that post game. You're not going to win them all. You know, sometimes you're going to enter an L-shaped ambush. Auburn's a hard place to play. Auburn's talented, too. Georgia had a freshman quarterback. Auburn is good.
You know, that's the funny thing is that not even 6 weeks ago, that in this area, all I'm hearing on Sports Talk was Gus Malzahn needs to be fired. And it's like, all right, look at you guys, Auburn fan. Look at you now. What do you got? Like, anytime, like, a slight losing pattern happens, all y'all want to do is fire Gus. But, yeah, Gus is one. Gus is the only other SEC coach currently than Saban that can claim an SEC championship. Just think about the status of the SEC because of just that one fact alone.
Gus has given himself some options. You know, the AD is going to be gone. Arkansas may be open. I mean, he could leave if he wanted to, but, you know, his team right now is in position. They're in striking position to compete for a playoff berth, and that's pretty good.
You know, that sounds really familiar to what somebody I know was saying back in July and August.
Oh, boy.
What are you talking about?
Really? Remember all the crap everybody gave me? Oh, Ben's an Auburn fan. Ben's a Tigers fan.
We mess with you because your girlfriend's family are big Auburn fans.
Speaking of Vanderbilt, real quick, Derek Mason needs to send Butch Jones countless gift baskets for taking away for being a distraction for the regression that Vanderbilt has had this season. They,
mad, huh?
Oh, I'm not mad. I don't care. I was wrong. I thought Vandy was going to be better than they were this year. I was wrong. But I didn't think they were going to be this bad. I didn't think they were going to regress to this level.
Yeah, they had a lot of momentum going into the after that Kansas State game. They beat Kansas State, ranked team, and after Bama, man, Bama did something to them. I think Bama took their lunch money and made them not love football as much. Because,
crushed their soul.
I mean, they did, man.
They stole their text box and the Grey Poupons from them.
They did, man. And the bagel bites and Natty Lights. That's in the song. let's get to Pickle. Pickle, good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Pickle.
Hey, man. Now that it's over, I can share my real name. My name is John. So Pickle was my hiding name while Coach Jones was still the coach. So,
hi, John.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry I missed you on Friday, man. We got up late and we really wanted to, you know, sit down and eat some barbecue with you. But, and, you know, we celebrated our anniversary in the mountains this weekend. And my wife even asked me, she said, you want me to schedule our dinner before the game? And I said, no, just put there in the game. I'm just not going to watch it. the funny thing was, yesterday we were at the Tanger Outlets. We were at the Under Armour store, and I had an armful of clothes. And I heard a collective yes from about three men that were in the store. And then my phone started vibrating uncontrollably, and I knew what had happened. After hearing the story of what happened behind the scenes, because at first, man, you know, I was like, well, you know, I hope he does all right. I hate that for him, but now I don't care. you know, dude's making $8 million, and he's bouncing, you know, bye, Butch Leisha. See you, man. But, you know, I saw some people trying to jump on you last night, you know, and I've never met you, but I consider you a friend. And it kind of, you know, it made me mad. And you know, I've listened to you since the TSR days, man. And, you know, you always speak the truth. You speak everything with integrity. You're the only show that I really listen to religiously. And, you know, and even now that everything's coming out, you still handle yourself with a lot of class, man. And, you know, I just appreciate what you do for us ball fans, you know, outside of Knoxville and in Knoxville and all over the place. And you just do everything right, brother. And we appreciate you.
Thank you, John. We'll get together, man. That's one thing I always love to do when, you know, our listeners come in town and, you know, they want to go to Dead End, man. I will meet you there. Like, I've done that so many times. And, sorry I missed you, John. We'll do that, in another time, John. 865-337-7615, B-Drive Waterproof Hotline. Let's get to, Vol Nation. Vol Nation, good morning.
Let's get to Will and then Vol Nation.
Okay, Will. Sorry
about that. How you doing,
Swain? Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, one thing I'm so glad that we don't have to hear is the post games and the Monday press conferences is the phrases that he says, you know, the chart, you know, and the chart said not to go for two or the five-star heart, the champions of life. I mean, that just, it took a toll on me. I don't know about you, but it did me.
Yeah, I mean, I became numb to it. The only thing that bothered me about what Butch was saying was that he was trying to lower expectations for his personal game. And that's what bothered me because, listen, Tennessee got a lot of money, but we're not an ATM. And
right.
Of course, it's better for a coach to go to a program with high expectations, lower them, so that way he can look like a better coach than what he really was. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were falling for it, you know? Making us feel like we were spoiled because we wanted to compete for a SEC championship. It's not like we expect to win a national championship every year, but good Lord, we would love to compete for a conference championship once out of every 2 or 3 years. I mean, that's not too much to ask with the resources, the fan base, this beautiful city, our tradition, all the support resources. I mean, that's not too much to ask. The thing that bothered me about Coach Jones is he was deliberately trying to lower expectations because he knew he couldn't reach our real expectations. He was lowering them and really had a lot of people fooled and people buying in to believing that 7 and 8 wins is okay. I mean, it was amazing to see people's bar drop so low that they were okay with 7 or 8 wins in a season because Coach Jones was saying that it was okay. Come on. That was the craziest thing. The five-star hearts was just embarrassing. The other things were just embarrassing. But that didn't upset me as much as the intentional lowering of expectations.
Yeah, there's a big difference between Cincinnati and the University of Tennessee, you know.
Big difference, man. Will, thank you so much, man. Let's get to Vol Nation. Vol Nation, good morning,
hey,
my friend.
How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. It's good to hear from a person like you, man. I've known you for a couple of years now. You traveled to Knoxville to come support the show, and it's been great to know you and know your family and have a friendship with you, man. So thanks for calling.
No problem, man. You know, I don't travel just 3 hours for anybody.
Thank you, man.
Hey, you know, first of all, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon like everyone else, man. I really appreciate you and all that you do on your show and your staff, everybody that you select. You know, anointing flows from the head down. And, you know, when you have men of character and high character and integrity, you know, you can also have that on your staff. And I believe everyone that you select to come on your show and things of that nature reflect that. You know, I appreciate the hard work that you put into it every day. And, you know, I don't claim to know you like family. But like I said, we've been, you know, getting a chance to know each other for about 4 years. And I know that in order to really judge somebody's character and who they are, you need to have a relationship with them. And being, you know, that I am an elder and a pastor and I help men to define their purpose and I invest in the lives of people, I've become a pretty good judge of character and people. And one thing I know about you, you are a good man. You're a man of high character, honesty, selflessness, high integrity, discipline, passion, and loyalty. And you're trustworthy. You can't tell and say that about just anybody. There's a lot of stuff that floats around out there. And I know that you're going to give us what you can give us that's going to be truthful, that's going to be real, and that won't hurt us. And you have enough integrity not to make somebody else look bad to try to build yourself up. And that's a good thing. You're a great, wonderful family man, esteemed in your community. And this is the best radio show, sports-wise, in Knoxville. Like I said, I don't drive 3 hours just to see anybody. I have to be intentional with my time. And I value my time. And so I will drive up to come see you, be a part of your show, be a part of the fan base and what's going on up there. Haters go hate. That's just how it's going to be. There's always adversity before elevation. Paul Feinbaum didn't have you come on the show just because he just kind of pulls you out of a hat and said, oh, come on, Swain. He understood that you are highly esteemed by your fan base and that we love you, we care about you, and you're special. You're gifted, man. Not everybody can get on the show and do the things that you do. And I just appreciate all that you do. And like I said, I'm a person like this. You know, I'm military. And I just tell people right now, like, I don't really listen to a lot of other shows, but if I do hear something and it's something negative about you or something untrue, I will call in and I will call them out. That's just me. I'm not everybody ain't got to do that.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. Listen,
I don't mind debating. I don't mind conflict. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? So if they say something, they better be ready. Because if it's twisted, I'm going to fix it. You know what I mean?
Well, it better be, you know, it better be true, man. I don't mind some criticism. It don't bother me one bit. But, you know, it better be true. You know, I've caught people trying to pin me against other media people, telling lies. I've caught people spreading lies about other folks, about me, and I've caught them. And, I'm not stupid. I know what's going on. I mean, you got folks out here trying to tell boosters and donors that I was telling recruits to go elsewhere. I've never done that in my life. Never. I never told a kid not to go to Tennessee. Now, I refuse to tell Amari to go to Tennessee because that was being disrespectful to his parents as, you know, a male figure entering his life and trying to, you know, tell him what to do. That's disrespectful to the men in his life. So I wasn't going to do that, but you nailed it, Vol Nation, man. You know, you see what's going on. It's, you know, it's real clear, but you know, you just try to keep on keeping on, stay true to yourself, and hope that, you know, when the time comes, people, you know, see the truth or whatever. So,
we're going to keep listening to you, man. I appreciate all you do, man. I just wanted to celebrate you today, man, and thank you for all that you've done. Sometimes I know that sometimes you hold back information because it wouldn't be beneficial for us or anybody else. And it's just like a parent, you know. Sometimes I give my kids what they need to know. Sometimes it may be a little bit over their head, so I say, well, I'm not going to tell them everything, but I tell them just enough for them to be able to function, they'd be all right. And you do that, man, because I know that you have a lot of a weight, and you have some people that you know and you're connected to. And with that comes a lot of responsibility, and you're disciplined enough, and your integrity and character is high enough for them to trust you. And we trust you with whatever you share with us, and that's why we listen to you, man. Appreciate it. When y'all get a chance, man, I would like for y'all to talk about my Titans because they're doing big things right now. Whew, I was a little nervous the other day, but they went ahead and pulled it out yesterday. We got Pittsburgh this week, man.
Loss.
I mean, we can really position ourselves for a playoff run if we keep winning like this. And then you mentioned earlier, and I'll take this off the air, with all that's taking place and having to the next coach come in, not only do we want an X and O guy and a person that, you know, buys into who we are as Tennessee, we got a lot of fixing to do. Like you said, some bridges that have been burned and our brand or the state of Tennessee to be kind of restored. Who do you think would be the best? And I know John Gruden could come in and flip things like a light switch, but if it wasn't him, or even if it's just him, is there anyone else besides him that can come in and restore the program quickly or as quickly as possible so we can kind of get back on the right track and get back into our winning ways and be excited about this program again. And I'll take all that off the air, man. Appreciate you guys.
Got you, Vol Nation. I'm going to get through the next two callers and then circle back on that, Vol Nation, because I know people want to know who I think would be a really good coach here. And I'll do that. You know, I'll do that. I promised that I would wait because I respected the title, the job of head coach at Tennessee. And I didn't want to talk about other coaches while we still had one. Regardless of how I feel about Butch Jones, what I know about things he's done or hasn't done, I want to be respectful of the title. I didn't like how Conzo was treated, and I didn't want Coach Jones. I didn't want to do that to Coach Jones. Regardless of, you know, me not necessarily agreeing with everything he's done, I still want to be respectful of that title. So I want to wait. And as I promised, I will give you a list of coaches that I think will do a great job at Tennessee. Take a quick break. We'll come back with Travis and John in Gainesville here in a Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, live from Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive. Tons of used and pre-owned vehicles here. Great prices, a great staff to work with you, get you in the car of your dreams. Stay with us. Hour three of the Swain event is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take-a-break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with a scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the sip-by-sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King, delicious and nutritious, the healthy alternative to fast food. Don't forget the peanut butter.
Tis the season for family, fellowship, and food. Don't miss the holidays by slaving away in the kitchen. How about a dead-end rendition on your holiday tradition? Celebrate with a festive holiday meal from Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Their holiday menu offers traditional dishes with a dead-end twist, or you can choose from any of the house favorite dead-end sides. And don't forget about dessert with their homemade pumpkin cheesecake squares. For more info, contact Dead End's catering department at 865-414-9417 or log on to deadendbbq.com. DeadEndBarbecue.com. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Limb amputation is an incredibly life-changing event, and an estimated 2 million Americans are currently living as amputees. Thankfully, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center is here to help restore vitality and mobility for anyone living as an amputee. Premier offers a comprehensive approach to prosthetic patients that begins even before amputation surgery and includes a unique custom-fitting process to give you the most comfortable prosthetic fit possible. Whether you're a new amputee or unhappy with your current prosthetic, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center can assist you in achieving your individual mobility goals. Call 865-474-7096 or visit PremierProsthetic.com to request a free consultation with the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Gentlemen, it is No Shave Movember. You know what that means. Time to change the face of your health for the better. Take the first step and get your levels checked by someone you trust. I personally recommend going to the Low T Center. That's where I got my levels tested. Their physicians exclusively diagnose and treat men for low T. At Low T Center, they know we hate going to the doctor. That's why they make it easy and quick. With their on-site lab, you will get results back in about 20 minutes, and most health insurance is accepted. This Movember, Low T Center is offering a testosterone and prostate level test with an assessment for only $50. Guys, come on now. Take the first step. 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
You know what they say, fool me once, strike one, but fool me twice, strike three.
All right, let's get to the hotline. Let's bring in Travis. Travis, good morning.
Morning, Swain. What's going on?
Hey, Travis.
So I had to call in after hearing seeing all the criticism last night on you, and then whenever you brought up the T. Higgins and the Amari Rodgers stuff, that's also kind of what done me in. You know, my role was over there at Tennessee whenever I was doing the drawings for Butch and trying to help do what I could with recruiting and stuff. And so anyways, what happened was, Coach Larry Knight, whenever he was still here, he's the one that called me up. And he was awesome, brought me and my kids and everything over there. He done awesome. And then he left, and Coach Jones got a hold of me again and got back into doing the drawings for recruits and stuff, and got me and my kids come to the recruiting dinner and all this. You know, we were sitting there with Garantano, my son, which was 7 at the time. He's on Butch's phone FaceTiming Kamara and stuff. Like, it was, you know, it was awesome. And it kept going on, and then you kind of get behind closed doors kind of thing. And I think it was the day after or 2 days after they committed to Clemson. I took some drawings over there. Trey Smith, I can't remember who, Ty Chandler, and then Amari and T. Higgins. So we get there to the office and had my son with me, and whenever he got to those drawings, they pretty much went on the floor, and then he kind of, you know, the whole attitude thing, people talk about him having behind closed doors, that kind of came out. And we left right after that. I was done just the way he's talking about the kids for not, for going to a different school. And we left and got out there in the loading docks. And, you know, my son, he's awesome football player. He's young, but he's really good. And that's his dream playing at Tennessee. And we got there to the loading docks, and I got down, and all I told him was, thank God you're 7, not 17, because you were not playing here as long as he's here. Like, just the way I heard him talk about those kids, I was done with after that.
I did not know that. I'm pretty sure everyone that has enough contact with the coach would have their own story, man. And, you know, thank you for sharing that here on the show, Travis. I know you. Hey, I know your son. I know this voice. It's been a long time since I caught up with you, man. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us, man, because That's pretty strong.
All right. Thank y'all. I just want to share that. Once you brought up that whole story with Amari and tell you I had a call in.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Thank you so much for that phone call. I just got an email. Didn't have a chance to really respond to a long email. From a Vol fan that thinks I'm taking a jab at Eric Ainge. When I talk about, you know, some foreign players that drunk the Kool-Aid a little bit, I ain't talking just about Eric. There's several guys. There's several guys that Coach Jones got in their ear and told them, had them convinced that I was bad. Had them convinced that I was tearing down a program, that I was trying to. Guys that I played with. And some of those guys didn't believe it. Some of those guys did believe some of it. And, it was interesting. I'll say that, but, there's several former players that, listen, they wanted to support the program. They wanted to support Butch Jones and try to help him. And I get that, because I did the same thing. Until I started to see what Travis was talking about. And I started seeing people that love this university be treated by Coach Jones in a way that's not right. You know that show, what would you do, that show, where they have these hidden cameras and they test everyday citizens, and there's usually someone being done wrong. Someone's being harassed, or someone's stealing, or something, and it's hidden cameras. They test to see if you're gonna do the right thing. And I saw all these things happen, and I was hearing all your stories, and to me, the right thing was to disengage from that stuff and not get caught up in that, and not push that stuff and make people think it's okay. So I'm not taking. I'm not going to take a personal shot at any particular former player, but there's a small group of them that bought in, and I get it, man. I get bought in. So I have not talked to Ainge. If I had a problem with him, I would personally call him. I don't need to take backhanded shots at him. When I speak about foreign players who drove the propaganda bus, that's not at one player, one person. It's a group. And I don't know every single person, but that did happen. It was happening. So no personal shot to Ainge. I hosted Ainge on this visit. I've known him for a long time. I'm the reason why he's gotten radio. I helped him get in radio. I've supported him through thick and thin. And he is obviously in a different role on radio now than he was when he was on radio before. But he does his thing. I do mine. And I don't keep up with it, Eric. I don't. People tell me things. People like to keep me updated, but I got enough worry trying to keep up with what we're doing here. So whoever sent that email, thank you. I appreciate that, and I'll respond to it. But I just want to go ahead and address that. I don't do those little Twitter battles like that. I don't – like if I got a problem with somebody, I'm going to call them on the phone. And I don't keep up with Eric. I don't follow him on Twitter like that. I might follow him, but I think I muted him. I'll be honest. I think I muted him because I didn't want to see all that stuff he was tweeting about Butch that I didn't think was accurate. Knowing what I knew about some of the people that was treated, the foreign players, the staffers, assistant coaches, I didn't want to see it. So I think I muted him. I think I still follow him, but I'm just being honest. I don't have any problems. The last thing we want is to have two former players publicly beefing. I don't want that at all.
What bugs me about that situation probably more than anything is there's, and definitely not everybody does this, but there is definitely some kind of push to like pit this show against Eric's show. And why would we want that? Eric does what he does. We do what we do. Like I'm good friends with Brian Rice, and I'm not just like saying that. Like I saw him in the grocery store over the weekend. We had like a very nice conversation. Like it's not like we're trying to, oh, we got beat Angel because we cross over time slots or like there is nothing like that. There's no like he does what he does and we're over here. We're not trying to like battle or do anything like that. And I'm kind of tired of being pitted against.
Yeah. So if I had a problem with him, I would call him. I would address him as a man. So there won't be any public stuff going back and forth. But I do know kind of his position. I was once in that position. Or with an opportunity to be in that position and chose not to do that. But anyways, let's get to John. John's in Gainesville to me at JB. John, good morning.
Hey, you got to love the fans crack me up that some fans just love the drama. They love to pit people against people. These are the same ones. I love reading Albert Ainsworth. I don't agree with everything Albert Ainsworth says, honestly.
No, me neither.
I love reading the comments below that. Yeah, man, 6 foot six, 350 pounds, and can rip your arms off your shoulders. And these keyboard warriors get on there and talk all kinds of smack. And if they ever saw him in person, they'd ask for his autograph and a picture.
Exactly. I agree with you, John. I don't agree with Albert's delivery all the time, but he's earned the right to voice his opinion, and you know, it is what it is. I don't think he's any less of a fan. I don't think he is, not loyal or I'm not trying to take his VFL card away. He just handles his opinions differently than other folks. And, I respect that about him. Don't mean I agree with the delivery, but hey, man, it wasn't like he was wrong.
He believes what he believes and he throws it out. He's a defensive tackle wrecking machine.
Yeah.
That's how he tweets. He just puts it out there, and you deal with it, buddy. So, but I just love the response from these keyboard warriors. Always. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that. But
go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got you off too.
It's bad that you even got to address it because they're knuckleheads, but you do got to address it. Otherwise, it lends credence to it if you don't. So, that being said, my question was is kind of the question two callers ago that was talking about coaches and stuff. You're going to circle back around to it.
Yeah, I am.
What
are
you stealing? Everybody talking about Gruden right now, right? But I'm saying, Pat, and I agree with you 100%, Gruden would just knock it out of the park. I mean, that's to be like hitting the lottery. I'd buy so much dang Tennessee stuff, it would be funny. But let's say the floor, and I heard somebody say this very good. Tennessee fans ought to be so more excited than Butch Jones being fired. They should be excited because the floor of whoever we're going to get, I heard it put this way, the floor of whoever we're going to get this next coach is better than the ceiling of whatever Butch is going to be. You get what I'm saying? So that's what is exciting to me. So whether it's Frost, I'm not even a big Frost guy right there. I'll be honest with you. To me, he would be the bottom of my four-tier candidate. I'd have Gruden, Stoops, which I know is not coming back, but I'm just putting him in my order. Stoops, Mullen, and, you know, an argument can be made. Mullen should be higher than that. And then I'd say Frost. I'll tell you what gives me the Frost about Frost, if you will. Just his up-and-comer type of mentality we've been swinging at, you know. And I know we haven't been really trying to do that. It's been a lot more hassle than anything. But I want a known quantity. Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. I get it.
What is your floor of at what point if they start missing on these coaches? What's your floor of coaches, bottom tier coaches that you finally start getting to the disappointed stage? Am I wording that right?
No, I got you. I remember last, and thanks for the phone call, John. I remember the last time we had a coaching search, and we got a bunch of public no's, and it looked real bad. So I get it. You know, at what point, what's the floor after you get some no's and you strike out of some of your early targets? JB, good morning.
Jason Swain, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Well, I've been better. How's War Eagle been?
Well, that's Ben.
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Mark? Or JB, sorry.
I want to tell you the truth, Jason. After listening to JJ and Vol Nation, you sound like a perfect man.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not perfect. I'm going to tell two things about you most people don't know. Jason Swain eats ribs with a fork, and he wears a tutu at night sometimes to relax. Apart from that, he's perfect.
And he's scared of peacocks.
Well, peacocks too. Jason Swain, I had to quit. Jason, it's good to hear your voice. I've listened to your show constantly. I had to quit calling your show, Jason, because I was so damn mad at this little.
Easy.
I'm not going to use the words. What was going on? I found out about 20% of what you knew, and I was so doggone mad I couldn't call anymore. I'd show out and act the fool and say something, because what I knew, and I'm hearing stuff now that is just making me sick to my stomach. Jason, you showed immense restraint, unbelievable restraint. And actually, Trey, I had to put myself in check. The stuff, like I said, over the air that you would have either had to ban me or something like that. And we get to that point, something's wrong. I figured out what it was. Well, number one, you're a man of integrity. And what your word is your bond, what you say, what you mean. You've admitted you tried to help Butch with some other stuff about some leaks and stuff early on. And you had, nobody really knew would get this bad. But anyway. The Daniel Helm thing, I thank you for coming on Tony's show and talking about that. You're a man to do it. I'm glad Daniel Helm's dad called about that and talked about it. That kind of thing cannot be allowed.
So Helm's dad called in for
the show? It's a brand new day. That stuff doesn't happen anymore, okay? I'm not going to take it anymore. And if you think you're going to treat these kids like property or slaves, those days are over.
JB, let me stop.
I'm going to ramble. I'm not going to say the stuff I know, but... My gosh, I learned some stuff in the last few days that make me sick, Jason. How did you possibly keep from just blowing up?
JB, so Daniel Helm's dad called the Tony show yesterday?
He texted into Tony.
Okay. See, I didn't.
He thanked Tony for talking about it. And okay. I'm not going to tell the story, but, and even he explained more about what happened and Daniel's response. And that was just one of them. I was so mad about Anton Davis, what they were treating him. I couldn't stand myself. How do you restrain yourself, Jason?
Dude. You know, let me get you off the phone, JB. You don't even want to know. The Anton Davis stuff is... All right. This is who I got. Dan Mullen. Scott Frost. Willie Taggart. I got two NFL coaches I think will be great. I think they have shown some interest in the past. I think they may have interest now. I think they'll be awesome here. That is Mike Tomlin. That's Doug Marrone. I'm throwing in David Cutcliffe in there because he is what we need in a coach. Not sure if he'll do it or if we'll offer. I understand his situation. He's happy at Duke. But I put him in there just to be able to explain why. Mike Norvell at Memphis. Chip Kelly, Bob Stoops. Those are the names I have right now. I'll explain why I like those guys and why I think they would win big here at Tennessee. 865-337-7615. If I think of any more, I'll mention more on the other side. I want to have a conversation about what's next? Who's next? Who would be a great fit at Tennessee? It's about the hire. More important than the fire. It's about the hire. We'll talk about that next.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, now loose, stock number P6311, plus tax activity. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers are qualified with the preferred CD. For details.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
All right, last segment here in the Swain Event, Beatty Chevrolet Parkside Drive. So I mentioned Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen, same agent as Butch, Jimmy Sexton. That's why Dan Mullen is tied to the job. That's why the odds, the Vegas odds, are moving in his favor to be the next Tennessee coach, along with John Gruden. There is some interest from Gruden, but just like last time, you know, we'll believe it when we see it. There's more smoke. There's more things going on between John Gruden and Tennessee. There's coaches. There are other schools who have been contacted by someone from the Gruden camp as joining his staff if he decides to take the job. If. So just because he's called people doesn't mean he's going to. This is just if. Things can fall apart. Things can happen late, and the deal can not work out. Gruden obviously is the number one choice for most of us out there because we know how important recruiting is and how great he would be, and we know what type of staff that he will put together.
And with Gruden, just on that, before you move on, just to see Tennessee, and specifically its administration, do something that demands respect, that says, we're here, you know, this isn't a bargain bin hire, we're not doing it that old way anymore. Something that immediately says, you know, this is the Tennessee of old. We're gonna make moves to bring this program back and making a hire like John Gruden would.
Yeah, I'll tell you, their approach is not that at all. They are willing to spend the big money for a big time coach.
Good.
So, yeah, there's smoke with Gruden. There's real interest. There was a report, I think it was a rumor or something, that several former Vol coaches have been linked to joining Gruden's staff. That is, I think, T. Martin, Terry Fair, and Dale Jones. And
Randy Sanders.
Was it Randy Sanders too?
Yes.
Only two of those may be correct. Two of those are not correct yet. So there is some smoke there. That's all I'll go on that one. I don't want to go too far on that. So Dan Mullen, obviously, is a choice of mine. Scott Frost, I think he's an up-and-comer. It could be a gamble for Tennessee, though. We don't know if he can handle a big job. We know he can develop talent. We know he can take less and do more with them. He's doing that at Central Florida. He was a really good offense coordinator at Oregon. He understands what it takes playing at a big-time program, so he can bring some great perspective to our players. If you get Scott Frost, I like Scott Frost. I do. Willie Taggart is out there. He's only making $3 million a year. I like Willie Taggart. He can recruit his butt off. He's from Florida. He was under Jim Harbaugh's staff at Stanford along with David Shaw. So you got David Shaw, who's now head coach, is one of the best in the country. And we saw what Willie Taggart was able to do at Western Kentucky, going to South Florida and really setting things up nice for Charlie Strong. Willie Taggart is a fine, fine football coach, offensive-minded guy, and can recruit his head off. NFL coach that has some ties to Tennessee and is tricky because the NFL's schedule weird there. Tennessee has an early signing period. You know, these teams are, I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs more than likely. We'll see what happens with your Titans. But Mike Tomlin.
It's happening.
Who?
And
who?
Doug Marrone.
Who was that first name?
Mike Tomlin.
My pants are off.
I'm glad we are not there with you.
It's good that Ben's not on video here with us. Yeah.
I'm not saying that he's been interviewed. I'm not saying that any of that. He has shown interest in the last couple years. Maybe not enough to move, but some people from his camp have shown some interest. May not mean anything, but just hold that in your back pocket.
Can I get your thought on something real quick?
Go ahead.
I'm not saying this because I'm a Steelers fan. I truly do believe this. I think Mike Tomlin would be a better hire than John Gruden.
I see why. I understand. Yeah, he would be
more success as a coach.
He'll be phenomenal.
And he would relate. He would relate well to the players. He would recruit phenomenally.
Oh yeah, but both Gruden would do the same thing. I mean, Tomlin's more of a defensive guy. Gruden is an offensive guy. You would win big with both of those guys.
Yes.
I mean, so I understand that. Doug Marrone, you know, we had Chris Lowe on a couple weeks ago. We talked about how many no's that Tennessee got. We got about 7 or 8 no's before Butch Jones. Well, Doug Marrone would have been the guy after Butch Jones that Tennessee would have looked at if Butch Jones would have said no or it fell through. Doug Marrone was really an unknown guy then. But since then, he's did pretty good at Syracuse, went to the NFL, has done a really good job. Now he's coaching the Jaguars, and he's the type of guy, he's no nonsense, he's a great football coach, he's going to command the respect of his players, he's tough, he's thick-skinned, he would be really, really good. So those are your two NFL guys that over the years have been connected to Tennessee that Tennessee definitely should go talk to. I think would be really good. These are coaches I think will win big here in Tennessee. Here's the next one. David Cutcliffe. I don't think this is realistic because of Coach Cut's age. I don't think his age matters because he's a guy who players respect. He says what he means. He means what he say. It doesn't matter how old he is. You will run through a brick wall for him. He's that type of dude. It would be great if he came and he was able to bring home a T. Martin as offense coordinator and have him coaching waiting. That would be ideal. That would be awesome. It would be great, whoever bring in, if somehow, some way, T. Martin can be brought back at some point for the future. Same way Jimbo was brought in to take over for Bobby Bowden at Florida State. It would be awesome if T was brought home as offense coordinator and then maybe given the reins later. Because I'm thinking about Tennessee long term. I'm not talking about Tennessee over the next 4 or 5 years. I'm thinking about Tennessee never ever coming back to this point. Dooley point, Butch Jones point. Let's try to avoid that for the next 10, 15 years. I think if you bring a guy like T, maybe with a Coach Cut, it would be awesome. I don't think it's going to happen with Coach Cut. We had an opportunity years ago, back when Derek Dooley was hired. Didn't work out. Maybe too late now, but he would be awesome. Mike Norvell at Memphis. I like Mike Norvell. He's an offensive guy. He develops quarterbacks. What he's been able to do with Riley Ferguson has been awesome. You've got to have a quarterback to win in this conference. He'd do a really good job. If you're Tennessee, you got to talk to Chip Kelly. You got to at least talk to Bob Stoops. You got to at least just, hey, man, is there any interest? And publicly, we don't have to know that we offered them or talked to them. We don't have to know that right now. It could be something that could be revealed later. To show the fan base, listen, we're swinging for the fences. As a fan, you want to know that we're swinging. Make that phone call. At least see if there's any mutual interest. If there's not, move on quickly. But you at least want to make that phone call. The last thing you want to hear is, as a fan, whatever coach we get, that we didn't talk to Chip Kelly or we didn't try to talk to Bob Stoops. You want to go after the best available or the best, period, if you're Tennessee. I think our fans want to know that.
Absolutely.
Very encouraging, John Curry, not using a search firm. I think he has some things cooking in the pot. I think he's cooking. Chef Curry with the pot. I think he's doing that. And last night's press conference, I think supported why I've been saying that for a while. Just go support the players. I hope the LSU game is packed. Really tough game for these guys. We're going to be against a team that's more healthy, a little bit more talented, better stable situation, but I want to see these players play their butts off in front of a big crowd because they get support from these great fans. That's our time for today. We'll be back tomorrow. I appreciate all the nice messages, all the amazing phone calls. I really, really appreciate that, and that's who I listen to, and that's what matters the most, people that know me. People who don't, who just talking, that don't bother me one bit. So I really appreciate those people coming out, saying those nice things. A parent of a player right now sending a nice note, thanking me for defending the players. And I really appreciate that. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain here at Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive. I got a radio hit here with Cole Kublik in 20 minutes, so I'll be in Huntsville radio here in about 20 minutes on his show. So have a great day. Peace and love. Be back tomorrow.